Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no.
And give God praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name for who he is in the name of Jesus and all of what he's done. God is an awesome God, and he is still on the throne in the name of Jesus. We truly thank God for today because, as we know, praise God, if it had not been for the goodness of the Lord, where would I be? Have you ever thought about that? Has it ever come and hit your mind at any point, where would I be if it had not been for the goodness of the Lord? God has brought us so far. He brought us through addiction. He's brought us through homelessness. He's brought us through abuse. He's brought us through so much jails and prisons and drug treatment centers and just so much. Many of us, you know, we've gone to college, we've gone to trade schools, we've done so much, but yet you have not completed. Why? God truly is definitely on his throne, and he wants us to not suffer long, but to trust in him. As the word says, look to the hills which cometh our help, for our help cometh from the Lord, in the name of Jesus. We say, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And that's taken out of Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. And this is what we truly stand on and believe, that God is one, but one God, almighty, eternal, in the name of Jesus. And that's who we praise and honor on today. I'm honored God as being my Lord and Savior. For I, Elder David Ambrose Shaw, David and Diane Ministry and Friends, come forth on today, continuing reading the Word of God. I truly want to give all honor to my wife in the name of Jesus for her continuously being diligent in working harmlessly in the ministry, helping the elderly, and so on, to have a better quality of life. That's nothing but God in the name of Jesus. We thank God for Lady Diane, for what we do here in ministry is very impeccable in Jesus' name. We thank God. Pray for us in the name of Jesus. I also want to acknowledge Minister Andrew Orlander. Praise God. God bless you, my brother, for joining in on us today. I know you're a busy man, but we thank God for your diligently commitment to our ministry. God bless you. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Amongst many others that are out there, Sister V, God bless you out of Compton, California. God bless you in the name of Jesus. We also have Brother, praise God, Brent, praise God. We thank God for him in the name of Jesus for taking that time. God bless you, my brother. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Pastor Hill, in the name of Jesus, out of Chatham Apostolic Ministries, praise God, who meet every Sunday, praise God, who has a very anointed, powerful message that he brings forth, acknowledging oneness, praise God, in Jesus' name. We do truly thank God for Bishop Trout out of Los Angeles, California. We thank God for many of those that are affiliated with our ministry, all those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, those that are in South Korea, those that are in Indonesia, as we mentioned. We notice even in Egypt, praise God, there's a connection there. God bless each and every one of you who have tuned in to us to listen in to David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Our archives are definitely on fire, but we recognize those who are listening to and supporting us in Jesus' name. Amen. Once again, we want to acknowledge that Minister Andrew Orlander will be coming forth once again shortly, and we'll be keeping you abreast when he's due to come on soon. And then we also have Lady Diane, who's very motivated to bring word, praise God, in the Friday evening. Amen. Bless her in the name of Jesus. And on Sundays, she comes forth with the message. Amen. TBA, time to be announced. In Jesus' name. Yo, we thank you and give God praise. Let us pray in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we come before you on this day, recognizing you for being God all by yourself. Lord God, we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory, that knowing that our best is still not good enough, but you are worthy to perfection and the best that we have. But God, we thank you for patience with us and continuing to deliver us and lead us and carry us when we are unable to walk on our own. We give you praise, honor, and glory, blessing our finances and our homes. And our Jesus, we ask that they heal our bodies, heal our minds, heal our families in Jesus' name. Be with the anointing through the reading on today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. But once again, praise God, praise God, praise God. It's truly a wonderful day today. I just want to share with all those that I've had an opportunity to see my sister on today, who we haven't seen since 2012, almost 8 years. And I just thank God for the opportunity we had to share on today. Thank you for praying for us and continue to pray for our family in Jesus' name. We come forth out of the Gospels of Mark, as we know, chapter 15. Pray for me. Let us read. Mark chapter 15. And straightway in the morning, the chief priest held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council, and bound Jesus and carried him away and delivered him to Pilate. And Pilate asked him,
thou the king of the Jews? And he answered, thou sayest it. And the chief priest accused him of many things, but he answered nothing. And Pilate asked him again, saying, answerest thou nothing? Behold, how many things thy witness against thee. Jesus yet answered nothing, so that Pilate marveled. Now at the feast he released unto them one prisoner, whosoever they desired. And there was one named Barabbas, which lay bond with them that had made insurrection with him, who had committed murder in the insurrection. And the multitude, crying aloud, began to desire him to do as he had ever done unto them. But Pilate answered them, the insane, will ye that I release unto you the king of the Jews? For he knew that the chief priest had delivered him for envy. But the chief priest moved the people, and he should rather release Barabbas unto them. And Pilate answered and said again unto them, what will ye that I should do unto him whom ye shall call the king of the Jews? And they cried out again, crucify him! Then Pilate said unto them, what evil has he done? And they cried out, and more exceedingly, crucify him. And so Pilate, willing to content the people, released Barabbas unto them, and delivered Jesus when he had scourged him to be crucified. And the sages led him away unto the hall called Praetorium. And they called together the whole band, and they clothed him with purple and planted a crown of thorns and put it about his head. And they gone to salute him, hail, King of the Jews! And they smote him on the head with a reed, and did spit upon him, and bowing down knees worshipped him. And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple from him, and put his own clothes on him, and led him out to crucify him. And they compelled when Simon a Syrian, who passed by, coming out of the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, his cross. And they bring him into the place Golgotha, which is being interpreted, the place of the skull. And they gave him a drink, wine mingled with myrrh, but he received it not. And when they had crucified him, they parted his garments, casting lots upon them, that every man should take. And it was the third hour, and they crucified him. And superscription of his accusation was written over, the King of the Jews! And with him they crucified two thieves, and one on his right hand, and the other on his left. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, and he was numbered with the transgressors. And they that passed by railed on him, wagging their heads and saying, oh, thou that destroyest the temple and buildest in 3 days, hey, save thyself. And some came down from the cross. Likewise, Also, the chief priests mocked. I didn't say nothing themselves with the scribes. And he says about himself, he cannot see. Let Christ, the King of Israel, descend now from the cross, and we may see and believe that they that were crucified with him revealed him. And when the sixth hour was come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried a loud voice, saying, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which is being interpreted, my God, hast thou forsaken me? And some of them that stood by, when they heard it, said, behold, he calleth Elijah. And one ran and filled the sponge full of vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink, saying, let us see whether Elijah will come to take him down. And Jesus cried with a loud voice and gave up the ghost. And the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And when the centurion, which stood over against him, saw that he so cried out and gave up the ghost, he said, truly, this man was the Son of God. There were also women looking on afar, among whom was Mary Magdalene, and Mary, the mother of James, the left and of Joss and Salmon, who also, when he was in Galilee, followed him and ministered unto him, and many other women which came up with him unto Jerusalem. And now when the evening was come, because it was the preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Josh and Arimathea, an honorable counselor, which also waited for the kingdom of God, came and went in bodily unto Pilate and craved the body of Jesus. And Pilate marveled if he were already dead, and calling unto him the centurion, I asked him whether he had been any while dead. And when he knew it of the centurion, he gave the body to Joseph. And he bought fine linen and took him down and wrapped him in the linen and laid him in the sepulchre, which was handled rough, and rolled a stone upon the root of the sepulchre. And Mary Magdalene and Mary, our mother of Joss, beheld where he was laid. Mark chapter 16. And when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome, and bought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre,
they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. And he saith unto them, be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold, the place they laid him. But go your way. Tell your disciples and Peter that he goeth before you unto Galilee. There shall ye see him, as he said unto you. And they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre. But they trembled and were very amazed. Neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. Now, when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene when he had cast 7 devils, and she went and told them that had been with him as they mourned and wept. And they, when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, believed it not. After that, he appeared in another form unto 2 of them as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it unto the city. Neither believed they them. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat and upbraided them with their belief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. A creature, he that believeth and it is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not harm them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then the Lord spoke it unto them. He was received up into heaven and set on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere the Lord worked with them, and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. That concludes Mark chapter 16. Now, we're picking up St. Luke chapter 1. Let us read. For as much as we have taken in hand to set forth in order to desolation of these things which are most surely believed among us, even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word, it seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus, that they mightest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed. Thou was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zechariah of the course of Abijah, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and their name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. And they had no children, because that Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years. And it came to pass that when he executed the priest office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord, and the whole of the people were praying without all the time of incense. Then there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, "Fear not, Zechariah, for thy prayer is heard. And thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall be returned to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers of the children and the disobedient in, to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." And Zechariah said unto the angel, "Whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife will stricken in years." And the angel answered and said unto him, "I am Gabriel that stand in the presence of God, and answer to speak unto thee, and to show thee these glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt be dumb, and not able to speak, until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my word, which shall be fulfilled in their season." And the people waited for Zechariah, and marveled at the tearing as long, so long in the temple. And when he came out, he could not speak unto them. And they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple. For he beckoned unto them and remained speechless. And it came to pass that as soon as the days of his ministration were accomplished, he departed to his own house. And after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and had herself 5 months, saying, "In herself 5 months, saying, the Sith Lord dealt with me in the days when he looked on me to take away among men. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto the city of Galilee, named Nazareth, to the virgin exposed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." And when she saw him, she was troubled about his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over those, the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom for shall be no end." Then she said, Mary, unto the angel, "How shall this be, seeing I know a man?" And the angel answered and said unto her, "The Holy Ghost shall come unto thee, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow thee. Therefore also the holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, whom was called barren. For the God nothing shall be impossible." And Mary said unto, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word." And the angel departed from her. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into the city of Judea, and entered into the house of Zechariah, and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, and babe leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost, and she spoke with a loud voice and said, "Blessed art thou women, and blessed is the fruit of thine womb, Jesus. From which is this to me, that the mother of my Lord shall come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul is magnified, O Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for he hath regarded the low state of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. And he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name, and his mercy is on them that fear him, for generation to generation. He has showed strength with his arm. He has scattered the power and indignation of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them on low degree. He hath filled their hunger with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He hath hid hope in his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever." And Mary abode with her about 3 months and returned to her own house.
Now Elizabeth, full time, came that she should deliver, and she brought forth a son. And her neighbor and her cousins heard how the Lord had showed great mercy upon her, and they rejoiced with her. And it came to pass that on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they called him Zechariah after the name of his father. And his mother answered and said, "Not so, but he shall be called John." And they said unto her, "There is none of thy kindred that is called by this name." And they called, and they made signs to his father how he would have him called. And he asked for a writing table and wrote, saying, "His name is John." And they marveled all. And his name was opened immediately, and his tongue loosed, and he spat and praised God. And fear came on all that dwelt round about them, and all these things were noised abroad throughout all the hill country of Judea. And all they that had them laid in their heart, saying, "What manner of child shall this be?" And the hand of the Lord was with him. And his father, Zechariah, was filled with the Holy Ghost and prophesied, saying, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people, and hath raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world begun, that he should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to our father Abraham, that he would grant unto us, that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness, the righteousness before him all the days of our life. And that child shall be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his way, to give knowledge of salvation unto the people by the promission of their sin. Through the tender mercy of our God, therefore, whereby the day spring from the high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, and was in the desert till the day of his showing unto Israel. Luke chapter 2. It came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up to Galilee out of the city of Nazareth unto Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house of the lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary,
exposed wife being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him with swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the fields, which watched over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came unto them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings and good joy, which shall be to all people. For upon you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in the manger. And suddenly there was with the angel the multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, God to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward their men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, that shepherds said one to another, let us now go even to Bethlehem. So see this thing which has come to us, which the Lord has made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. And when they had seen it, they made known about the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. And when the 8th day was accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem and to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every man that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. Offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves and two young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simon, and the name was Just and Devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do there for him after the custom of the law, then took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now
lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of the people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him, and Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary, his mother, behold, these child is set for to fall and rising again of many in Israel, and from the sign which should be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thy own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed, and as one Anna, the prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of the great age. I had lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity, and she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fasting and prayers night and day. And she, coming into the instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord. I spoke to him, to all him that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own city, Nazareth. And the child grew and walked strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Now, his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child Jesus tarried abroad behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother knew not of it. They supposing he to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinfolk and acquaintances. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, but both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, son, thus dealt with us, behold thy father, and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said unto them, how is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business? And they understood not the saying which he spoke unto them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all those things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, favor with God. Amen. That's going to conclude the reading on this evening from that. We obviously started out in Luke now.
second chapter, and we will continue forth on tomorrow. Once again, thank you for joining us on this evening. God bless you. Jesus loves you, and so do I. Be blessed.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no.
Although they've said, "Nail a trap," I want you to know it won't work for me.
no, no, no.
You just say one.